to the fun zone generally, just in your life, in the world, that there is a fun zone. I was going to say something else. I can't remember. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I just thought of this. I think this is the first time you've been at a show of mine where you were texting me telling me not to play yet because you're almost there. You're like super on time.
I didn't.
Good job. I mean, very on time. Like, early.
A decade.
Is that a newer thing? Is that just a fluke? It's fine if it's a fluke. I feel I can appreciate flukes.
I am appreciating time more as well.
Okay.
At least recognizing it.
A lot of people use it. I did this weird, not weird. It's fine. It's just something I don't do very often. But this guy was writing a little piece about a show I'm playing in a couple days, and he wanted to do an interview. And it's fun because it's like, oh, like five people actually read this, but he's still gonna take it really seriously. And he did this thing though that I find both cute and obnoxious, where he was like, so you play the bass and the blues harp? And I was like, I don't play the blues harp. I don't know. I mean, I play the harmonica. I know that people call it that, but I'm not going to call it that. Like, I know. I was like, try to not be an asshole, but I was like, I'm not like a harmonica player. And I don't want to be a jerk, but I, oh, whoa, that guy's playing the harmonica right now. That's so weird. I did not realize that was happening.
No, he's playing the blues harp, actually.
Oh, that guy is playing the blues harp, for sure. I mean, it's one of those things, like, you can call it a fiddle or you can call it a violin, and it's the same instrument, but it maybe says a little bit about how you're using it.
Yeah.
And I have no intention of playing the blues harp at all. That's not going to happen this evening or ever in my life. But that guy is totally into it. But names are fun. Call things different things. That's my pseudo-philosophic introduction to this person, which is called Peridora. It also has a name. Isn't that a coincidence? I was gonna say something else, but I'm just gonna. You guys can come in if you want. I won't.
Plenty of room.
We'll be interrupting anything. Oh, thanks to all the other folks who are playing, Robert and Bobby. Solo blues harp set. I guess I should say I'm on tour in case anyone knows that. I'm just passing through. It's my second time playing here. Is that true? Is it? Yeah. And it's really fun touring. I've been on the road for like 8 years. I'm going to hit my 8-year anniversary in less than a month. Wait, what's today? February
26th.
Yeah, so March 20th. March is a big month for me, and it's weird. I'll just say because my birthday is in March, and I've never really given a shit about my birthday. I know. I was born. I know. I have a birthday. And it's weird. You think that guy probably just birthed out of the forehead of someone in the ocean. But no, my mom totally bore me, as they say. So I usually, you know, give her a call on my birthday and thanks. Hey, thanks to the wife. But I don't need any presents. But now, March is the anniversary of my being on the road, which I think this is just my own prejudice. And, like, I prefer to celebrate things that I did on purpose, not things that just happened to me where I was just had no say in it. And then I also got a vasectomy last March.
Oh.
So, and I was super stoked on that.
Like on purpose or on accident?
No, I totally did that on purpose. I don't think they call it a vasectomy if you're just injured really bad. They call it other things.
I don't mind having a touring accident.
He got vasectomy by a bear. I don't know why I do this, but I start. I'm going to play like sad music and then start off being a dumbass.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.